Okay. Mitzvah say mem. Va'mitzvah ho'aboyim hi shetivonu shi'akriv kohen gadol b'chol yom tamid. We have no clue what the word tamid means, because mincha baboike u'mincha bein arbayim. So it's both regularly and it's every day. So what the word tamid means is very strange. L'cheira, the Rama puts the mitzvah over here after mitzvah lamites, because it's an extension of Tomei Shoshaka, and that's Ram Shita in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tumim Musafim Alocha Yudches. Chavitei Kohen Gadol mitzvah say la'akrivon b'chol yoim mechse baboike im Tomei Shoshaka u'mechse bein ha'abayim im Tomei Shoshaka ha'abayim. So that the mitzvosei is the mitzvosei that should be with the Tomid. So logically the Rambam says that this mitzvah is, he quotes the mitzvah of Chavitei Kohen Gadol after the Tomid Shoshaka. So that's reasonable. Now, then he says like this, a very interesting lashon. The mitzvah is on the Kohen Gadol, okay? And the mitzvah is mincha baboike u'mincha bein arbayim. Reading, a casual reading, or the reading, seems to say baboike u'bein arbayim, that they're two different kabbonas. There's a mincha baboike and there's a mincha bein arbayim. And the simple reading of the text points to two separate kabbonas. And it's not clear that the Rambam in other places expressed himself in that fashion. For example, if you look in Minyan HaMitzvah Kotzer, the Rambam's mashma that it's one korban, and he also doesn't there's no reflection of Boker and Erev. He writes like this, and I say mem, min ha-kotzer la-hakriv kohen gadol, mincha b'chol yoim, shenema, ze korban aron levonim. It's a korban, ze korban aron levonim, and it's one korban. It's chol yoim. Then, if you look in the Pratei HaMitzvahs, in the beginning of Tumim Musafim, Zion, Sheyakiv Kohen Gadol Mincha B'chol Yoim V'yi Anikus Chavitin. It's also very reasonable, and it's one mitzvah. The interesting thing is, in Tamid Musafim itself, in Perek Gimel Achiyut Ches, he somehow puts the two together, and maintaining his opinion in the Pratei Mitzvahs and the Minyan HaKotzer. He writes like this. Chavitei Kohen Gadol, mitzvos aseh lahakrivon b'chol yoim, mechse baboike im tamid shel bein ha'shachar, u'mechse bein ha'abayim im tamid shel bein ha'abayim. So it's mechse, and he has boike and erev, but it's mechse l'cheira that it's one korban. And that's what he's very careful about Mechsa, that somehow there's a tziruf between the two, and it really is one korban. So the discussion over here, mincha ba'boikir, mincha ba'erev, in Sefer Mitzvah, a little bit odd. The problem becomes, it becomes interesting, because there are isolated phenomena or cases of very strange hakrovas in the morning and the afternoon, and the question is, what's the relationship, an interrelationship between the two? If you look at Tamid Musafim, in Perek Gimel Halacha Chof, Koyin Shehikiv Mechsa B'Shachris, umeis o nitmo o inoilad loimum uminu kain ache tachto lo yobi chatsi isolon mitzvah beiso. He shouldn't bring a chatsi isolon. For the chatsi isolon shel rishon, that which is left over in the morning, ela maybe isolon sholem v'chaytseyu umakiv mechso v'mechso over. Half is lost. So why is he maybe isolon sholem v'chaytseyu umakiv mechso v'mechso over? So a priori, you would have said that there's no relationship, the two separate korbanos, between the mechsa in the morning and the mechsa in the evening. It's a different mincha. It's not that he's chaytzei and he has this half and that half. So you would have said that the beer is that the mechsa is not a din in the tziru for the shnei chatzoi mincha the korban echot, but it's a din in the ma'is havor. And the different Kohen Gadol, different Havos, he has to bring an Isoron Sholem and mark of the Mechsa. So then we don't know what we're talking about. Because the importance of the Mechsa, L'cheira then, see, you get the impression that Ram in Mishneh Torah that the two mechzes together are very important, and that makes a korban sholem. But the question is, in the peculiar cases of meis or nitmo, how that plays itself out. So what you probably should say over here is that the Ram's opinion is that an amazing thing happens, that this the tziruf of mechse baboike or mechse be'erev doesn't depend upon the fact that it's mincha achas. It's not mincha achas. But if you bring a mechse baboike kilchosoi and a mechse be'erev kilchosoi, Even though they're two different Kohanim, and there's no relationship between the Makrivim, the Korban in HaKrovah is Mitzuv, and you have a Mincha Sholem, which is an amazing thing that happens. And that's why the Ram can have, in Mishneh Torah, in Tmid Musafim, and you say, the Mitzvah is like this. He says that the mitzvah is chavite kohen gadol mitzvah say lakriva b'chol yom mechza baboker im tomer shachar mechza ben abayim. You don't need a mechza of the same korban. It's a mechza is mitla talav omer oimei petziruf to be korban echad. It's an amazing thing. Okay. Now the Ram continues. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't. You would have said it's different akov, it's novet, beisai, when the mace claim gordo, they bring it me, but who brings it and how they bring it, whole sugis about it. So that's the chiddush, that even with two different mevim, it becomes a korban echo, and that's the mincha. Okay, now, the Ram continues, vihi nikris chavite kohen gadol. V'tikra gam kein, minchas koin mashiach. The Ram says that this is what it's called. He's not telling you anything about the mitzvah. Why is it called chavite? That the Rambam, Pirush Mishnah and Yuma, Peri Beis, Mishnah Gimel, v'nikol chavitin, l'fi shenema bohen, al-machvas, b'shemen teoset. So it's in a machvas, it's called chavitin. Whether you need it, likuva, what it is, but that's why it's called what it is. That's really relevant for us. The Ram uses, he talks about the chavitin, not only in the prati amitzis, he called the chavitin, but in the Akdomo, L'menochos in Perek Vov Mishneh Hei in Old, he calls it Chavite. 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 Chavite Kohen Gadol, Chavite. And Chavite, the Ram used, excuse me, Chavite Kohen Gadol or Kohen Moshiach, he's used the Pirush Mishnayos in many places. And then there's something else called Chavitin, and that the Ram has in the Platei Mitzvahs, and also Ma'aseh Kabbalas Perek Yudbeis Halacha Dalet, Hamincha Shemakiv Kohen Gadol B'chol Yoyim V'hi Anikris Chavitin. Okay, now next V'hu Omroi Yis'ale Ze Korbon Aharein Uvono Ashi Yakrivu L'Hashem. Here it's very important. I'm not sure this is in Tfus, but Ashi Yakrivu L'Hashem is both in Ksav Yad Akvud and in Kapach, in his Ksav Yad. And you gain from that. Okay? What do you gain from that? Because Ashi Yakrivu L'Hashem is a third person future verb, which can be, if you remember, third person future could also be a tzivui in certain places. Okay? And now the Ram has the tzivui of the Akrova of Minchas Chavitin. And that's very good. Ze Korban Aaron Uvonov Asher Yakrivu Lashem. Okay. Here now, just a point. There's an amazing observation. It's not really in the Rambam, it's the Ramban, because the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam in terms of Tomat Shoshacha and the Keteris, and makes each one of them two separate mitzvahs. Okay? However, with Chavitim, we don't find him saying it two separate mitzvahs. Because even though Yemaku with the Tomat Shoshacha, Tomat Shoben Abayim, in Chetzah, it's Mitzvah 3-1 Korban, and it's not two separate mitzvahs. It's an amazing thing in the Ramban. Now, here comes a most important an issue which the Achdoinim can asefim and Asemem asked the question, maybe other Achdoinim asked the question, why doesn't the Ram count Minchas Chinuch of Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot in Minyan HaMitzvahs? Since you learn it out from Zek Kavon Aharin Uvonov Ashiyakivu Hashem Biyomi Moshe Chayisai Ramu Vizkoya Mikdosh Vo Ibn Boy Perikei Alokha Tezayin Ein HaKoyin Oived Tchilo V'chein Koyin Godo Ein Oived Tchilo Ad Shiyovi Asiris O'Efa Mishaloi Vi Oived Biyoga Shenema Zek Kavon Aharin Uvonov Ashiyakivu Hashem Biyomi Moshe Chayisai. And Lamais is also Sifro. The Sifro in Pasha Sa'a, Pasha Gimel, Se Per Gimel, Halach Aleph and Gimel, Ze Kovan Aaron Ovono, Shi'im Chule, Shi'im Hoye Koyin Miskare Tchilo Lavoido, Mevi Asiris Eifa Mishaloi, Vi Oiv De Biyodo, Echo Koyin Godo, Vi Echo Koyin Hedyet. So the question is, since the Ram's opinion is that Stam Sifro is the Chapirish Mekubo, so either it should have been somehow tagged on to Chavite Kohen Gadol, which is very strange, because Chavite Kohen Gadol is B'chol Yoyim Tomid, it's Pamayim, and here it's a one-time thing. So L'chayr it should have been a separate mitzvah. So here, there's a problem. Because a priori, this Pirush Mekubal, and this might be part of the answer, we'll see exactly how to put it together. This Pirush Mekubal is really, has no reflection in Pshuto Shel Mikra. Because the Pshuto Shel Mikra is then done daily in the morning and in the afternoon. And this is the one-time thing for Shas Chinuch. So, So in fact, in terms of Pshuto Shel Mikra, the question is, what does it mean, Zekov ben Aaron Uvonov? If it's Kohen Gadol, what's Uvonov? So the Mefarshei HaMikra, the Pshutim, the Rashbam, and the Ibn Ezra learn, the Rashbam says, the Fi Apshat b'nei Aaron HaKohanim HaGedolim Ho'im ben Tachtov, it's his children who are going to be Kohen Gadol. And when they are Kohen Gadol, they bring the Chavitim. And in fact, Chazal interpret the word bono going into the mitzvah chavite kohen gadol, because the gemara menachas nunal v'beis tana bono kohen gadol shemesh lo minu kohen achat tachtov minayin shetehei minchos akreva mishal yoshin tamalor v'kohen hamashiach tachtov mibono yate oisa. Okay, so there's no in pshuto shel mikra, there's no minchas chinuch, and in the Ibn Ezra, B'yoyim Himoshach HaYisrael, so what's B'yoyim Himoshach HaYisrael? B'yoyim Himoshach HaYisrael, same Pshuto Shel Mikra, should be Chinuch. B'yoyim Himoshach HaYisrael, Asher Yutzak Al Goyishei Shemen HaMishcha, V'Rabim Omu, Ki Beiz Tachas Mem, V'atam Ki Mi Yoyim Himoshach HaYisrael, He continues to be Makriv. Ki miyoyin hi moshach oisoi, hine zechayiv lahakiv tomid min chosav. Okay, so here's the interesting thing. What you have is the Pshuto Shel Mikra, it reflects itself in the mitzvah of Chavite Kohen Gadol, correct? And you have a Pirush Makubo telling you something which doesn't reflect in Pshuto Shel Mikra at all. Okay, so we had this case in Mitzvah Chof, where we had the Mizbech HaBoma Tartali, the Rambam says Pshuto Shel Mikra, it basically is a Boma. So Mamela, it can't be a separate Mitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvahs, and this is a reflection of this. So Mamela, we're finished. As much even if you want to say that it's a Pirush Makubo, it can't be a separate Mitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvahs. As we know, Mitzvah Chof, the Rambam is Mitzvah Adom Atasili, and he asks, Avazei Rabbeisai, let it be a separate Mitzvah Minyan HaMitzvahs. So since Pshuto Shel Mikra is Harasha, it's not a Mitzvah, so in Mela, it can't be. Even as a Pirush Makubo. Okay? Now, so that, I think, takes care of things very simply. It could be, see, also, now the question is how it plays itself out. I want to show you again how, even though, another thing, and then I'm going to get to how it plays itself out. We found that sometimes a one pasuk might be many times counted in Minyan HaMitzvahs, like Tazari. It's counted each different, many different Matnasanim. Okay? So there you can say, independent of the issue, since you could learn that the Tazer refers to each Pasuk in Pshuto Shel Mikra separately, Tazer Vanteya, Tazer on the Oilois, so then it could be separate mitzvahs. Here, in Pshuto Shel Mikra, to split it doesn't make any sense. Okay? So the two, just maybe they come together to explain this. So now, maybe, and this I want to end with, maybe the archetype exists. The same way we said that if Minyan HaKotz, excuse me, that if Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's not a mitzvah, okay? It has to be part and parcel of a different mitzvah. It can't be a separate mitzvah. So I want to suggest that the Minchas Chinuch is also part of another mitzvah. Okay? And what mitzvah? The mitzvah of Kiddushta, the Kiddushta. If you recall, we said in Mishneh Torah that the Kiddushta is L'Hochin Akrim Aveda. And we said that the Mishmoris in Mishneh Torah are not a mitzvah making Mishmoris, the only mitzvah is that mivegel they should be shoveh. Okay. So there's a mitzvah on us to prepare them, and we make the mishmoros. That's why he has after v'kidashto in perek dalid. The perek dalid halacha gimel, he talks about the mishmoros, an expression of v'kidashto. We said also that the Rambam's opinion, and that's the raya that he has, that the assay of tuma is v'kidashto. There's a mitzvah v'kidashto on the kohen himself, and it could be, if this is correct, that the minchas chinuch of the kohen is the way he prepares himself for the avodah, and it's part of mitzvah v'kidashto. Okay, that would be beautiful if it's correct. I'm not sure if the Rambam could have put this really in Mishmoris in Perek Daled, because he has to quote this. You can only begin to have this when you have the pasuk. And the question is, what is it? Okay, it could be, if it is part of a mitzvah, the Rambam, the archetype the Rambam has in mitzvah chav, that an orphan mitzvah, when pshuta shel mikra, can't be a mitzvah. You would hang it on another mitzvah. May you hang this on the mitzvah of kiddushah. That was my idea. I think it's very palatable. The question is, it true or not? I can't tell you. Okay. Now, I did speak last week about Mem Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. I just want to add one note in terms of the mitzvah of Musaf Shabbos. It's a very interesting thing, okay? A very interesting thing. What the Rambam does, okay, in Mitzvah Mem Aleph, in Min HaKotzi, says like this, L'chisiv kol ben acher b'chol Shabbos, shem v'yom ha-Shabbos shnei kvosim, which is very different than the Nusach of the Min HaKotzi and other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs Musaf. The answer is that only in Shabbos he can say Kol ben Acher. Because basically Shabbos follows the general parameters of Tumas Shel Shachar and Tumas Shel Bayis HaBayim. You basically have two Tmidim after the Tumas, and it's basically an Oila. So you can say Kol ben Acher, which is other Oilas. Okay? But in all the other Musafim, it's Oila together with Chatos. And he can't say Kol ben Acher. And that's the Rambam. But with Shoyin Azov, in one word, in the Minyan HaKotzer, he says Kol ben Acher. And then I just was a point to add to last week. Now, I just want to talk about this briefly. We talked about this in Sherez Yigimel, but I felt that the place in the Sefer, it shouldn't be in Sherez Yigimel, it should be here, even though the text is in Sherez Yigimel. Let's just start with Mitzvah Mem Beis. Hamitzvah Hashtayim, V'arboim, Hi Shetzivonu Lahakriv Korban B'chol Rosh Chodesh. Noisiv al tomet shel kol yoyim. V'zeo musaf Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Zeo musaf Rosh Chodesh. V'u omro yis'ale uv'u roshe chodsheichem v'chure. Now here, I want to start like this, okay? What does the Rambam want? Uvroshe chodsheichem v'chule. Okay? So if you look in the pasuk, you could have said he's referring to takrivu. And in the other Musafim, there's also Tziva Mavua Bako. And the Minyan HaKotz, the Hesu called me Yom Shmini, Shem Regal Vashnema, Vyom Hashem. He writes all the time Bechule, and on Shmini he doesn't write Bechule. Viklaftim Oyla Ishe Reich Nichoyach Lashem. That's the Posek. So there's a Posek on each one. There, for example, Membeis, he says in Minyan HaKotz here, Lahisiv Korban Bechol Rish Chodesh Vechodesh Shenema Uvroshin Chodshechem Takriva Bechule. So here he writes up the Takrivu. So the Takrivu would be the Mitzvah Korban. But we don't know why he has Bechule then. See, if the purpose of Bechule is the Tei Takrivu, we understand it in a Sefer Mitzvahs, but not in the Minyan HaKotzer. Let's look at the parasha. And here things become very, very interesting. Rosh Chodshechem Takrivu Oyla Lashem Porim B'nei Voko Shnayim V'ayil Echot Kvosu B'nei Shono Shiva Tmim M'shloish Esroinim Sfele Esmilich V'ulu V'ashem L'apo Echot U'shnei Esroinim Sfele Esmilich V'ulu V'ashem L'ayil Echot V'yisor Yisroin Sfele Esmilich V'ulu V'ashem L'akevis O'echot Oyla Reich Nichoyech L'ashem Isha Lashem, Isha Lashem. When he's came Chatzehini Lapo, Ushlish Le'en Lo'ayil, Uvis Le'en Le'kevis Yoyim. Zeis Oilas, Chodesh, Chodesh V'chotcho, L'chotcho Yashon. Okay? Usir Izim Echol L'chatos Lashem, Halos Atomid, Ye Oseh V'niskoi. So, the question is, what exactly happens over here? And I'll explain to you the problem. What does Isha mean? Because in, you look, for example, you see in Musaf, you saw, it says, Rosh Chodesh Takrivu Oilo Lashem Po Menei Boko Shnei Shivat Mim and says Shnei Esrei and says Nechav Lof Yisrael is Hashem and Kisko Shabbos Oilo Kevis O Echol Oilo Reich Nichoyach Ishe Lashem. And if you look in his Yemei HaPesach, whatever he quotes Shivas Yomim, which happens to be the mitzvah of which happens to be in the parasha of Musaf of happens to be about Sukkot, whatever it is, but it's Isha. Okay? So I'd like to tell you something interesting. What is Isha? Okay? And then we can go back and reevaluate this. Isha, the Rambam and the Nevuchim, in Chelek Gimel, Mishneh, Perek Memvov, Vu Omroi B'Siir Chatos, Roish Chodesh Levad Chatos Lashem. It's the only case that it's Chatos Lashem. It's only by Roish Chodesh. Oma Shalonem B'Siir Regolim Kulom V'lo B'Zosim Min HaChatos V'Tayim Avu Etzli Me'oi. Okay. Vuhu She'elo HaKobona She'achrivu Matzibu Lefrokim V'Otzal Musav HaMusofim Heim kuloim oilos. They're only oilos. What does that mean? Ubechol yoyim v'yoyim mehem sir izim echod lechatos. V'uhoye necha. They were oilos, and there was a sir which is necha. Avu ha'oilos kul nischofos. It's very different than the chatos. Chatos necha, and the oilos nischof, right? Uvezeh beye bohen Ishe Lashem. The word Ishe Lashem means that it's completely consumed. Okay? And that's referring to the Oilers. B'loy Oma Chatas Lashem, B'loy Shlom Lashem, Ibnei Shehoyim Ne'echol. V'ktalta et ha-kol ha-ayil ha-mizbecha Oilu hu Lashem, Reich Nichoyach Ishe Lashem hu. And Rashi does the same thing. In Chumash, Rashi says, by Isha Loshen Eish. V'hi aktoris eivorim shagavim mizveich and he quotes the Zachum. Ishu toya Hashem shel oilu. Okay. Now, let's go back here. If you go back to Rish Chodesh over here, and we'll see what the repercussions in other places. Zeis oilas Chodesh b'chotshoi, excuse me, before this, it says, B'lua b'ashem, Seles v'yisoron yisoron, Seles mincha b'lua b'ashem, Kevis o'echot, Oilo re'ach nichoich isha b'ashem. So the takrivu goes in isha b'ashem. Then you have an amazing thing that at the end it says a seer izim echo lechatos lashem al olas atomid ye ose v'nisko. Okay. So it could be that the isha lashem is not enough to tell you the mitzvah called musaf. Why? Because Musaf is not only Oilis, but also Chatos. And the Takrivu is referring to the Oilis, which is Ishel Hashem. So maybe he actually needs the whole Parsha and the Yeoseh. Okay? Which becomes very interesting. Okay. But then you have a problem. Because if you do that, and you look at Mem Gimel, and the Ram quotes that the mitzvah is Shivas Yom Takriv Yisrael Hashem, how does he quote a mitzvah which the tzivui is only on the oilos, not on the chatos? Okay? And that becomes almost, you know, we don't know what we're talking about. Unless you're ready to say that everything over here is v'chule, and ko'elu, at the end of the whole thing, ko'elu, in chof ches, chof dalet, ko'elu, ta'asu, la'yoyim shivas yom, lechem isha l'ashem, we see, but this again, you have the same thing. Okay? Again, if you look at the parsha in Bamidbar, it says on Pesach, you have the same problem. Because it's v'klap v'isha oilu l'ashem, po'am b'nei v'okho, sh'nayim v'ayil echo, v'shiva k'vosa v'nei shonat t'mimim, yiu l'chem min chosom, so is b'lo. And then he ends, you see a chatas echot, l'chapir aleichem, milvar ulis, avoyka she lulis atomiteo se es eile, ko eile tasu, l'yoyim shivas yomim, lechem ishe reich nichoich l'ashem. Ola tomi yaitu this guy. See, he talks. On the first day, he talks about the chatos, but when he talks about the 7 days, you have this problem of where does it come from? Because if Isha Hashem is always, you're missing something. So, yeah, one second. So what I was wondering, the question is, if I'm serious about the Isha Hashem is only Oilos, what happened to the Mitzvah Musafim? It's an amazing thing. You see, in correct? And especially here, in we don't say anything with the rest of the V'ikrat of Isha Hashem, Shivas Yomim, B'yom HaShvi'i Mikol Kodesh, Kom Lechaz Avoyla, that's before that. But he says, B'yom HaRishon Mikol Kodesh, and there's nothing there that in Bamidbar. He says, like this, B'grach Misha L'Hashem Shivas Yomim, Eile Mo'ad HaShem Mikol Kodesh, Atiku Oysim Ma'adom, B'Kodesh HaRishu B'Abo Oso Be'in Ha'Avayim, Pesach L'Hashem, חמישה עשר יום החודש הזה חג המצווה השם שבעה יומים מצווה חילה ברישום מיום החודש This is Vayikra. We don't know what happened to the Chatos. The Chatos is mentioned by Midbar. We don't know how it all fits together. This is a problem basically all over. So here you have a problem. If you're ready to say, and this becomes like a nightmare, or maybe it's the answer, it's a nightmare, if you're ready to say that the pasuk at the end of the parsha of Musafim in Bamidbar Chav Ches Chav Dalet, where he says, Ko'el letasu layoyim shivas yomim, lechem, where he talks about at the end, he says, Eile ta'asu lashem b'moadechem. So it means, and here you would say, it's almost like ta'zev by lechet shikul pei, and each one separately, Eile this, Eile that, and Eile that, and it refers back, since the Rambam said, in Sherish Yud Gimel, then each musaf is a separate inyan etera, and he disagrees with Sadin going about it, and also the Baha'an. So maybe the mitzvah, these are just the beginning of the parasha, they're talking about it, but really the final, the makabah patish of the mitzvah is the Eile Tasu. And that would be amazing. So the question is, how serious is the Isha, and where is the mitzvah over here? So in all mitzvahs, which I discovered, to my chagrin, an amazing problem, that you think you read it, and you think you have a mitzvah, but it's not really true. Now, just if you recall, in Mitzvah Mem Gimel, I don't want to go on this, I discussed this in Sherish Yud Gimel. The Rambam talks of the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is that Kishiyo Arereach. And we talked about the relationship between Kiddush HaChodesh and Niriyah. Okay? But the important question is the Korban Musaf dependent upon the Niriyah? And because the interesting thing is, that Niriyah, according to the Rambam, we pointed out, there's only one day Rosh Chodesh. So then we understand why Bizman Ariyah is only one day Rosh Chodesh. It's only in Cheshbon, because the Cheshbon is based on Moed HaMsoi, which is an exact, what we call average, but the Rambam works it out with Talmudic astronomy, that it's the way the moon spins around the earth in the perfect circle before it has these perturbations of these epicircles. Okay? So, what happens is the Moed HaMsoi, which is 29 and a half and the 12 hours and the Chalokim, okay? So the Rambam says, because you can work out this whole Cheshbon of Chalokim, it always comes out on the 30th day of the month. Every 30th day of the month in Cheshbon is Miksas Rosh Chodesh. So therefore in Cheshbon we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, where in Riyah you have only one. Okay? So you can say, so the Maaseh it didn't make a difference. Because when there was Beis HaMikdash Kayin, there was Riyah. Because there was Riyah according to the Rambam, even in Tirmei Abaye Barovo. So it was only one day Rosh Chodesh. And Lamaisa, what would have been, and maybe, Fakir, if there's no Kiddush HaChodesh, maybe there's no Mitzvah HaKrova. Because Shiroi HaYireach. And the Halacha Mishmisina of Kiddush HaPiach Cheshbon does not depend on Yireach. Okay? But there's a problem. There's a problem over here. Because the Rambam Perek Yud Ches has another Kabbalah that it says cloudy days, month after month, Bezdin can make with the Cheshbon. Okay? But it's not the Cheshbon of Moed HaMsoi. It's a chesh which they made that the calendar should not go ajar. Okay, that's the Mishneh Eichin talks about how many Chodesh Mu'uvah you can have in a year. The Mishneh Eichin is discussing this new halacha. Okay, so then l'chayra, you should ask yourself what happens with the Musaf Rosh Chodesh then, because it's not based at all on Riyah. There should be only one day Rosh Chodesh. Okay, there should be only one day Rosh Chodesh, and you can't answer the discussion between Rabbi Chaya and that he goes and he attacks, he accepts of Sadigoyim that Cheshbon was meaningful, even Bizman Riyah, that the Riyah was only a ploy of Hoytzim Livish Astukim, and really was always Cheshbon, okay? So it means there were always 2 days Rosh Chodesh. But this Cheshbon that we're talking about over here, just the calendar should not go ajar, has nothing to do with Moed Hamsoid. It was only 1 day Rosh Chodesh. But it's a 1 day Rosh Chodesh which has nothing to do with the Halavonah. It only wants to make it something that should work out that way. So the question is, what would be Musaf Rosh Chodesh if the case is unknown? And the question, how serious the Rambam is in Sherish Yigimel? Because it's written in here that the mitzvah is Kishi Rore Ayreach. Okay. That is now, next. That was Mem Gimel and Mem Beis. Okay? Mem Beis was the Rosh Chodesh, correct? Now is Mem Daled. HaMitzvah Ho'alva V'alboim Hi Minchas Ho'oimer. Okay? It's a very strange thing. The mitzvah is called Minchas Ho'oimer. Okay? Very strange. V'hich Tzivonu, he says that what it is, no, isn't it a very odd thing? Mem Dalet. Let's see this here. Kappa. He Minchas Ho'oimer. The Minchas Ho'oimer is in the original Hebrew. The mitzvah is Minchas Ho'oimer, and then he tells you what the tzivah. It's a very odd thing. Correct? Okay. Now, the interesting thing is Lahakriv Minchas Se'orin. So he says, V'hi she'tzivonu de'amar the tzivui. Lahakriv Minchas Se'orin b'yoyim shisha osa b'nisan. Then he says, V'nakriv imo keves ben shnosa le'olam. There's a tzirus. The mitzvah is not, even though we call it, it's a very strange thing, he called it, it's called Minchas Ho'oimer, but the mitzvah is a composite of two actions, of akrova, of the Minchas Ho'oimer, the Minchas Se'erim, and the Keves, okay? Now here, I'm confused, okay? Because it says, Vu Omro Yis'ale, Ve'vesim es Oimer, Reishis Ketzirchem El Akoyim. Okay? So there's an amazing thing that happened over here. Because there's no mention of Se'erim there. Se'erim is only mentioned in Vayikra, what we call Perek Beis, okay? That's the general convention, whatever it happens to be. And it's not here. And the pasuk is Revesim es Oimer Resh Ketzirchem El Akoyim. That's what he quotes, okay? It's Minchas Se'erim B'yom Chamisha Osa V'nakri V'imo Kevet Ben Shnosa L'Oilu. Now, the Nakri V'imo, just in terms of the Nusach HaMitzvah, in Min HaMitzvah Kotzer, Asei Mem Dalet, Lahakriv Minchas Ho'oimer, Mimochas Rishon shel Pesach im keves echol. The same thing. It's the conglomerate. Hilchos Tumim Musafim. He doesn't quote it as a mitzvah, but he says Biyom Sheni shel Pesach shuhu yom shisho asa benison makrivin yetze al musaf shel yom shel kol yom keves le'oilo im oim hatnufo. It's with the oim hatnufo. Vihi mincha shel tzivu kmo shebi'anu. Why the Ram doesn't quote a mitzvah say over here is a little bit odd. We don't know. What if they mitzvah say lachu? We don't know. Correct? Now, interesting is, in Protea mitzvahs, he changed the nusach a little bit. And he says in the beginning of Tehillim Sofim, Lahakrib ime hatanufa. No mention of the kfosa. So, this would be like what he starts off in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, but not the way he ends. Because the mitzvah is Minchas Oime. Okay? The tnufa is also a chelik of the Nusach HaMitzvah, but only in Mishneh Torah and Protei HaMitzvahs. Here in Sefer HaMitzvahs, we talk about the Tnufa. Okay. Now let's just start and try to analyze what's going on. It's a very interesting thing. Just before, let's start like this. This mitzvah of Minchas Ha'omer or Minchas Se'erim together with Kenevis Ben Shnos Le'olo is a conglomerate of Kama many performances, and it's also reminiscent of Shoresh Yudbeis. Because what do you have? You have Havos Minchas Ha'omer, Hagashosa, Tnufosa, and the Hakrova of Keves Ha'olo. So you have many performances, like, you know, the oil. This the Meister oil, the Meister this. This is what you do. It's a conglomerate of many things. Sabah ben Yisrael, v'yamal talenik, yizavor la'oretz, asher ni noisein lochem, etzatak, etzkir, v'yavetzim, es oim ha'reish, etzkirchon ha'akoyim, v'heinif es oim ha'tnei Hashem, v'yotol mochos ha'shabes, yinifenu ha'akoyim, v'asisim v'yom ha'nifchem, es oim ha'keves tomid, ben shnosoy, l'oil la'ashem, Minchoso Shnei Seirim, Esreinim, Seiris Buru Vashemen, Isha Vashem, Reich Nichoyach, Menisko Vizahim. Okay? And the Seder, there's a Seder between the Minchoso Oimer and the Keves, because the Aloha is, the Ram, it's a Gmon, go and hurry is, and you give him an hour, and the Ram of Pastin, and to me, the Mustafa, Perik Tessa, Aloha Tessa, Oimer, it's a bo'imoy, it's biyach, it's the seder lakrov. It's almost like Shoresh Yudbeis. Interesting, okay? And let's show you, we'll understand this later as we read on. He says, U'minchazu hi hanikris Minchas Bikurim. Okay? Now, this is a new sentence, and really is the beginning of something else. V'romaz Oleho, and this Romaz is a very strange word. It really doesn't mean Remez, but it means the Hura in Teresh Beksav, because the word Remez, according to the Rambam in Sherish Gimel, is a no-no, and the word Remez means that it's not real, the Rambam says, and this is real. Okay, this is a real thing in Teresh B'Ksav. V'gomaz oleho, v'omro yis'ale, v'im takriv minchas bikurim l'ashem, oviv kolui b'esh geres karmel. The whole description is in Vayikra Beis Yudal. Right, that's the pasuk quotes. V'loshen ha'mechilta, Ki kol im vi im shebatoy rishus chutz mishloisha shein choyvo. Echem em omroi vim takrib minchas bikurim v'choyvo. Atoim echoyvo ein ala rishus tamloi metakrib et minchas bikurim choyvo v'lo rishus. The question is, what does the Rambam want here? The Rambam quotes this mechilta in another place. We had it before. We'll see about it. The mechilta is about Kesef Talvez Ami, and the mechilta is also about Mitzvah Havonim. The Mitzvah Havonim Tasseli. Okay? What does the Rambam want here? This is a proof in Minyan HaMitzvahs. L'chol, you don't need a proof, because it's said already. Ve'beisim Es oime reishis ketzirchem alakoyim. We know, right? So l'cheira, the whole purpose over here and the whole issue is the Ram L'cheira is telling you that it's not a separate mitzvah, but the Torah goes over. It's kefil lashlomas din. It tells you the din that you need seirin. It tells you the din of Avon Kol. It tells you how to make this mincha, which is not mentioned before. And the chiddush is that it's not a separate mitzvah, right? But it's an extension. It's an extension of the mitzvah of mincha seirin. And that's what it says over there in Vayikra, Takiv Minchas Bikurim Lashem, Ovim Kol Ba'esh, Geres Kamel Takiv Es Minchas Bikurecho. This is the Minchas Bikurim which he's talking about now. V'nasato le'ashemen, v'samto le'alavono, Mincha. V'ikta klin es haskloasem migirso, u'mishamno, al kol ba'esh, isha l'ashem. Now, this Shem Takiv es minchas bikurecha chayvo v'loy rishus ukfar izboyerei izba'avu mishpatei mitzvah zois al ashleimus v'perek atziri me'menoches. So this is okay. I want to just add one thing here. Here he says, you see, a priori, we don't understand why the Rambam quoted this here. Okay, it's like in the middle of Musafim, correct? Now listen to the Rambam in Mishneh Torah. All these mitzvah, chabitin, we said were there because part of Tomash HaShachar. So he quoted Musaf of Shabbos, Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Musaf of Pesach, and then he quotes Mincha Seirin.
The whole mitzvah.
Yes, the whole mitzvah. What's the mitzvah doing here? Correct?
Yes.
So that's the problem. So here is interesting. He doesn't give you the answer over here, but I think the answer is in Tzmidim Musafim. Because look at what he says. In Tzmidim Musafim, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, B'yoyim Sheni Shel Pesach, Shu Yoyim Shisha Os Benisan, Makrivin Yetzer Al Musaf shall call Yom. It's an amazing thing. Yetzer Al Musaf, there's a relationship between Yetzer Al Musaf call Yom of Pesach, Keves Le'oilo, Im Oymat Snufa. I'm wondering also that he might have switched the order around, even though the mincha is before the keves, But the, you can say it's yeser because the musaf is oilois and the shachris is oilois and it's a kol mechatzes yeser. And somehow the Rambam pulled off an amazing thing that he put the minchas ha'oimer somehow together as an extension of the musafim, and therefore he puts it over here in mitzvah mem daled, which is an amazing thing. Okay. Okay. Now, here, next. That's mem daled. Now, men hey. Now, here, I just want to get started. We'll see, maybe we'll finish it. Just, a mitzvah, a chomesh ve'alboi, matzivah shinsevinu, lahakriv korban musaf, gam biyoim chamishim, miyoim hakrovas ho'oimer. Okay? So, here also, just there, chaga, the important thing over here, that the Akrovas HaOimer really can come in over here for two reasons. It is an epilogue to the Musaf on one of the days of Pesach, and it's a prologue to the mitzvah of Musaf of Atzeres. Lahakriv Korban Musaf Gam B'yoim Chamishim Miyim Hakrovas Ha'Omer Shehu Yoim Shishos Benisa V'zehu Musaf Atzeres V'u Aniska B'Seif M'Bosinai V'u Omroi B'Yoim HaBikurim V'akrifchem Mincha Chadosh El Hashem V'chulei V'ikrabtem Oilo L'Reyach Nichoyach. This is again the same thing that the Hakrova is going on the reich nichoyach, but only on the oila. But there's also chatas, the same problem. But what's really important for us, this really, we understand why he puts mem daled after mem gimel and before mem he. It makes a lot of sense. And v'kratim oilo l'reich nichoyach l'ashem. Okay, I guess we'll stop here because I don't want to start. This basically, we've done from mem, basically through mem hey, and mitzvah Hashem, I guess we'll pick up mem vov, which is shtei alechem b'li nedar.